listening to Real World News. Calls to stop construction of Belo Monte Dam in Brazil. The Brazilian Federal Attorney's Office requested Wednesday the suspension of the works to build Belo Monte Hydroelectric Dam on Xingu River in Pará State. The public attorneys filed a legal action saying the dam implies the inevitable displacement of indigenous peoples, something banned by the Constitution. The action, filed before a federal court of Belém in Pará State, cites expert studies certifying that Belo Monte's construction would lead to the displacement of indigenous peoples. Tens of thousands of people would be displaced from their lands. The attorney's office cited nature's rights for the first time in a Brazilian court. When the first Brazilian abolitionist proclaimed slaves were subjects of rights, they were ridiculed. So were the advocates of universal suffrage already in the 20th century. In both cases, the society had incalculable gains. Reads the legal action according to the attorney's office website. Humanity is moving towards a recognition of nature as a subject of rights. The utilitarian anthropocentric view is now overcome. It means human beings can no longer submit nature to unlimited exploration. The Federal Attorney's Office says all technical documents available agree that the Belo Monte project will destroy a considerable part of Volta Grande do Xingu's biodiversity. It is 100 kilometers of river that will have its flow dramatically reduced to feed the central turbines. This part of Xingu River was declared of high biological significance by decree of the Environment Minister because it hosts animal species that only exist in that area, which are essential for the feed an economy of the peoples of the region. According to the Federal Attorney's Office, the reduction of the river's flow will lead to a decrease of underground water, the extinction of fish, bird, and turtles. Belo Monte entails several conflicts between hydroelectric power generation and indigenous rights, between the interests of contracting companies and nature's rights, between the right to economic growth and the principles of environmental law, says the Attorney General's office. The federal attorneys claim Belo Monte violates local indigenous people's rights, the rights of the residents of the Xingu Coast and of farmers, but also nature rights and the rights of future generations contemplated in many international agreements signed by Brazil and in the National Constitution. The attorney's office knows that the destruction of the ecosystems of Volta Grande do Xingu and the pressure caused by migration to the area in search for jobs in the central's works will render it impossible for the indigenous to stay in their lands. The displacement is banned by Section 231 of the Brazilian Constitution. The main affected will be the Juruna and Arara peoples. The National Indigenous Foundation, a government agency, lists the central's impacts as follows: increasing pressure on land, deforestation of the neighboring areas, effects navigation and transportation, on water resources and hunting, fishing and recollection activities. It also points out the encouragement of indigenous migration to urban centers, the increasing vulnerability of local social organizations and infectious diseases. Unless the Belo Monte works stop, the attorney's office officials request to order the corporation operating the central, Norte Energia, to compensate the indigenous peoples and the coastal communities of Volta Grande do Xingu for the impacts it will cause and for the destruction of biodiversity.
You are listening to Real World News.